Well, hey, friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show.
This is ridiculous.
Bringing you the world news and health
I walk in here and I see this thing on the...
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the big giant gator on the table?
Or what? You know, I mean, you know the crazy part about this is people don't even mind wanting to swim with these things.
I swim with them. You swim with them.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Not if I see it, I don't.
I try to avoid them.
This one didn't get avoided by you, did it?
It did not get avoided by me. You guys are probably wondering why I have a giant gator head on the table. I just picked it up from the taxidermy and thought I'd put it on the show. Everybody wants to talk about being, you know, Halloween festive, which I don't celebrate. It's about as festive as you're going to get out of me for Halloween.
We don't do Halloween shows.
No.
So this is like a, okay, this is an alligator. You know what's funny to me? I have a friend from Germany, and she's obsessed with gators.
A lot of people are. And they watch them on YouTube. They see the videos and documentaries.
Yeah, you know, this thing got a hold of your arm. This thing's not going to go away. This one
was a handful.
This one's got a
He had a good grill. He had a good mouth on him. But this one was mean. It took us about 30 minutes.
Didn't you end up having to shoot him with a gun?
Yeah, this was the 44.
You had the bang stick.
Yeah, I got fragged in the ribs with
him. Oh, that's right, because you went all the way under the water when you fragged
him. He came out.
So you actually got, I remember you had wounded. You were wounded on this one.
I had a piece of skull we had to pull out of my upper ab.
Why do you do stuff like that?
The state asked me to, and I try to be a good little citizen.
You know, to me, on these things like this, I guess my enjoyable night, you know, doing state work would be to sit on the beach, you know, and on a
plat- dolphins.
No. Out there, you know, on one of these lakes that are filled with gators.
Oh yeah.
And get on a platform that they couldn't climb about 20 feet high. No. We'd have a 50 caliber Barrett with a 20 round drum.
That's not humane, though.
It's one shot, one kill.
But if you guys,
I would never do that.
That was a joke. But no, the state asks us to get these things out. That's why they issue tags every year, so they keep the population under control.
You know what's so stupid? They take them from other lakes and put them in the Lake Jessup, and then they ask us to come get them.
And I oblige. So I hope you guys are having a fun day today. I will move this in a second for everybody that's offended right now because I don't care, but I don't want to look at it the whole time while I'm trying to talk.
Can you put it down beside you?
It's pretty distracted. And then on top of that, he got on the table, and he's eating my purple sticks. I still live in there.
This is mind-boggling. This thing is this big. You want me to move him?
I can move him. Anyways, you got a couple good stories today. Stay tuned. I have got the formula that everybody asked for 2 years ago that we lost. And I got it back now, even better. I'm going to cover that in a second here. All new product coming out at Team Health Masters. You guys loved before, and it's coming back.
Oh, I'm going to move this monster quick. Okay, we're going to start with Sydney Sweeney. You'll move this giant reptile off the table. Sydney Sweeney, since she basically had her little thing with her jeans and talking about good jeans and all that other kind of stuff, has really developed a lot of notoriety. But she's now saying that she feels like a caged animal in Hollywood, but she finds freedom now in flaunting her curves. Just thought I'd mention that. The Euphoria actress opens up about navigating Hollywood challenges and turning out body image criticism. You know, the funny part about this is...
Why are we talking about Sydney Sweeney?
Because it's the first story that popped up.
You got
me distracted with this wretched animal on the table here. But moon landing. Buzz Aldrin is now 95 years old, and his wife passed away. But my condolences to him. She was only 66. She's about 30 years younger than him. And they were only married for a couple of years, and then she passed away. It's not giving him this closing what she died of. And so I feel sorry for him because he's a pretty tough dude, even at 95.
Yeah, now, he's lived a long time.
Now, personally, he's supposed to be the second person who ever stepped on the moon.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
I don't think by all that. But I know he's hit a few people. I mean, he straight co-cocked them when they did not.
It's old school, man. He's old school. And, you know, and this is why he's pretty stout for 95. I mean, obviously, he's taking care of himself at least. I mean, live 95, you at least have to moderate.
Well, you know, he was in Antarctica a few years ago. You remember what happened to him?
No.
Well, yeah. There were all kinds of stuff that was extrapolated from his visit. They had an emergency extraction to get him out.
I did not know that.
And then one of the things that I read said that the evil was so bad down there that he felt it. And I mean, he got really sick. And then now they've spun it after a few years, and they said, well, the reason for it is that it's like 6,000 feet at elevation. Now stop for a second. If anybody believes that, That means they're saying there's a 6,000-foot ice wall. Oh, wow, imagine that. You know, in Antarctica.
Even if it is 6,000, that's not going to have that significant effect on you where you're going to have to get extracted out.
Yeah, but they had to do an emergency extraction on him. So the other thing
what
is...
What else happened in Antarctica?
Well, when you've got stairwells that have been built by something else that go down...
They're out of stone, allegedly.
Yeah, out of, like, concrete. There's something down there. That one guy, it was so funny, the one guy who had been down there with Admiral Byrd, he went down there and they made him be quiet. And when he was, you know, as he got older, he finally started talking about it. And he said that one of their officers went down into the stairwell. They never saw him again. And then another guy came. Then another guy went down there to try to find him. And they got him out. Apparently they had a rope tied on him or something. And they got him out. And he came out. He was catatonic. He was in a state where he was frozen. He could see. He couldn't talk. And couldn't move. Now you think, are you kidding? Well, I don't know if these guys are telling the truth or not, but all I know is this. There's some weird stuff
there's
down
some
there.
Weird stuff that happens in Antarctica that you don't hear about anywhere else in the world. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Very strange stories.
But that's why they basically decided not to go down the stairwell. You know what I mean?
I don't think I'd probably go down the stairwell either.
Yeah, I'd take a doggone 20 or 5 or 30 hardcore. I'd run down there with a bunch of Marine boys.
Yeah.
You know, and have fun with it.
Some Marsoc down there. Anyways, you guys... Hope you're going to have a fantastic weekend. We're having some great weather down here in Florida. Be sure to grab the GHI Cleanse, our one and only, one of the best products we have for detoxing the gut. I was took the kids last night, Hunter and Kendall, to Back to the Future at the movie theater. It was out for three nights. And they had a blast with it. Funny film, great film. Actually, old school, like Hollywood movies that were actually fun and original back then. And then I met up with one of my good friends. And he needs more GHI Cleanse, which I forgot to bring him. He's out again. And
must be Dexter.
It is. He's like, I need more. I forgot. I supposed to take cans in the truck.
Dexter's the giant guy.
He's pretty big. He's been training heavy again.
270 and about 6'3".
6'3", yeah. But the GHI Cleanse has been getting him right again. So be sure to check that out. And you guys were wondering what product I was talking about. You've asked for it. I'm very, very picky. And there's one company that I will use for mushrooms. And we have it back.
Finally. It's been years.
This is one of the most advanced full-spectrum blends of mushroom formulas that has ever been in existence at the highest quality. When I first brought this to market a couple years back ago, I was extremely picky because the effects of mushrooms are very strong, but you've got to have high-quality stuff that's produced properly and basically is tested properly because there is a plethora of companies online that put this stuff out on Amazon and other platforms, and they're trash. 90, I would say probably, in my opinion, in my industry, 85 to 90% of the mushroom formulas on the internet are trash. They do very little whatsoever. And so they add, oh, we put some cordyceps, we put some lion's mane, oh, it's mushrooms in it now, and it doesn't do anything. So be sure to check this out. This is on a pre-sale right now. I have it on the website. So if you order it on the pre-sale, it's going to get held up until it shows up probably in the next week because I got the batch en route right now. So just be aware of that. The sale's only going on for the pre-sale. It'll go to regular price once I have it in stock. But you can look. And I'll have some more updates on it. I just got this updated yesterday that everything was finished. I've been holding off on it. The supplement facts, full spectrum mushroom blend on here. So check it out on the website. I'll continue to keep you updated over the week as it's going along. But if you want to get back on this product again and try it out, this one's going to be 60 capsules. The old one was 90 capsules, but there's a higher amount in it. So I'm going to update some of the stuff on here. But I want to give you guys that first chance to grab it because I can't get this product in large batches. You know, when I order like massive amounts of pallets of purple sticks, that's easy to do. The mushrooms are always done in these really small batches with the company to maintain continuity and maintain purity because it's so expensive to basically bring these things into extracts. So I don't have a lot coming in, but they are going to be here, and I'm excited to jump back on them again because I haven't even had a chance. I got my own set coming in to try this week. I'll have everybody else is shipping out probably the end of next week or possibly the beginning of the other week, depending on transit time.
I remember we could not get the quality that we needed as far as the raw.
Very hard.
We couldn't get it. Now we finally got it back.
Not a full spectrum as far as blend like this. When you start doing one specific one, sometimes it's easy to get raws pretty good. But when you start doing all of them together and you're sourcing them from multiple places, it makes it very, very difficult to keep it the purity level you have to.
By the way, we were right again.
What were we right about this time?
About memory and Alzheimer's disease.
No. We have been.
A huge study just came out and says Alzheimer's expert is now revealing the holy grail of supplements to prevent memory-robbing disease.
Whoa.
You people are always asking me, why is your memory so good?
Yeah.
I mean, why do you, I remember the other day I was talking to one of my friends from high school, and I started giving him all the details about one day at school, like, you know, years ago. And he goes, how do you remember this stuff? He was like, maybe the better question is, why do you remember this
stuff?
Well,
yeah, that's the other thing, too. Why?
And I said, I don't know. I just remember everything.
No, I'll give you that. You're randomly out of nowhere. We'll be talking. He's like, you know, Austin, it was January 7th, 1964, and I was with so-and-so. And he gives, like, their full entire name, first name, middle name, last name, the address they lived at. We were doing this, and I'm like, I'm impressed by how, but why do you still remember that?
Don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, oh, why can't I just forget this? Yeah. This is awful. I remember everything.
Compartmentalizing everything in a drawer.
Oh, God, I still remember when Miss Stevenson decided that she was going to spank me.
No, it's true.
I do. I remember.
It was after recess on a Tuesday.
It was.
It was sunny.
I don't know what day it was, but I remember I was doing something I wasn't supposed to do in class.
That sounds about right.
I was talking.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Imagine that.
Joke's on them,
they
though.
Beat me. It is. Yeah. And I remember she told me, she goes, go. I'm like, you know, it's like I'm in fourth grade. This is fourth grade stuff, right? And she goes, I need you to go next door and get the paddle for Miss Prince.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, and I looked at her like, you mean you want me to walk out of our classroom and go into their classroom
to get the paddle?
To get the redwood paddle.
I'm
taking you out back to discuss things with you. And I'm like, whoa, Mrs. B, don't make me go in front of the other class. I mean, it's embarrassing, a little kid.
Yeah.
So I looked up, and I walked outside, and I walked down the hallway, which was all outside, and I went into Mrs. Prince's room. And I can remember the steps I was taking as I was walking to get the paddle, and I looked at Mrs. Prince in front of the whole classroom. She said something like, oh, I see you need the paddle again.
Oh, man.
Now, remember, I'm a straight-A student, right? And, I mean, I was bored out of my mind.
Well, the entire school platform is absolutely egregious for young boys. Putting them in a chair for seven hours a day.
Then she took me out. So then I had to walk back with her. Miss Stevens took me outside and beat me.
Yeah.
And you guys think, well, they didn't really do that. The heck, they didn't do that. And then if that didn't work, it takes you to the principal. He'd beat you for a while. And you're like, this is great. Are we having fun yet? This is awful.
The beatings will continue until the morale improves.
But back to this.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's expert reveals the holy grail. First thing, fish oil.
There you go.
I take my fish oil every single day. And it says that the DHA from the fish oil is a crucial component to protective layers coating brain cells called membranes. It helps increase and release neurotransmitters responsible for cognitive function, I'll get my mouth to work in a second, and memory and learning. However, the body can't make enough, so it has to have fish oil for the DHA. It says it's largely found in fatty fish such as salmon and sardines and herring. And it gives some other sources, but I won't recommend those. But it also says walnuts are okay, too. And it says human breast milk also contains traces of DHA. Now, it helps to build the infant's brain and boost it. Now, this is the problem associated with postpartum depression with women. If a woman does not have sufficient quantities of omega-3 fat in her diet when she is pregnant, what ends up happening is the baby's brain develops, especially in the last trimester, pulls the omega-3 from the brain, and the mother ends up with postpartum depression.
Pulls the omega-3 from the mother's brain.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then the baby's brain will develop. And then God figures when he designed the woman's body like that, that the woman could resupplement her body with omega-3 fats. The baby, however, if the brain development didn't occur properly in the last trimester, it doesn't happen. And so that's why it has to happen that way. So it's very, very important the last trimester you take additional omega-3 fats. And it says that a review of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition of 31 studies and more than 100,000 participants found that the use of omega-3 fats, such as artificial, was significantly associated with lower risks of Alzheimer's disease. That way, you can remember that your fourth grade teacher took you out back and beat you.
There you go.
I have to do a little bit of funny here to make sure you stay with me. And they say they recommend about 2 grams of the fish oil a day. And they said sold in capsules is very, very important. But then it also says the next thing you have to do is you've got to take creatine.
I love creatine.
Now, you think, well, I don't want to basically increase my lean muscle mass. Well, you might want to do that anyhow, but the reality is I take creatine every day. I take 2 to 4 capsules a day. You think, well, why would you do that? Well, I take the stuff that's out of Switzerland. Now, tell us a difference, Austin, about the difference between what, the kind of creatine that we use and the kind of stuff that a lot of bodybuilders use, which is bad for them and bad for the kidneys.
Well, the biggest thing, the issue that is very popular now, because creatine has gotten a lot of coverage over the last few years, and people are starting to realize that it has way more effects on the body positively than just basically muscle mass. And there's an article, if you want to read in the detail here, it says creatine unlocked, fueling cells and elevating cognitive functioning. And it goes into detail on how actually the ATP production and why creatine is so important. I'm not going to go into all this today, as we've talked about this in detail. The article's on the website if you want to read on it. But the creatine that we use, one of the biggest faults that people run is they start megadosing creatine monohydrate by itself.
Don't do that.
First off, you got to look at your source. That is the first single-handed thing. A large percentage, about 60 to 70% of the creatine in the United States comes out of China. Then there's a decent amount that's processed in the United States. And then there's also the top source is out of Germany and Switzerland. They have the highest quality creatine in the world, hands down, period. Third-party assayed all the way across, clean, pure. The issue you run into is when people start talking about megadosing creatine is they start taking high amounts in just straight creatine monohydrate. They take 10 grams, 15 grams, 20 grams. The issue you run into this is the body isn't designed to process that high amount of creatine in raw form and basically high doses. When it hits your stomach, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach converts a large percentage of it to what's called creatinine. Because the body, in natural form, to pull creatine, say, out of like buffalo or beef, it's designed to digest it, and your body's designed to absorb the creatine in the small intestines. It's not designed to have raw creatine that is trying to process in the stomach. So the stomach, with the hydrochloric acid, breaks it down to creatinine. This will massively increase your kidney values and increase your creatinine blood levels, which puts more strain on the kidneys. I dealt with this firsthand, have the blood work and lab work to show it. And I couldn't figure out years ago why I was constantly having creatinine issues as far as really high levels because I was megadosing creatine. I did more research, and I found that creatine's supposed to be absorbed in the small intestines. So the product that we put together when we work with World ABS Labs, it's a really, really pure Switzerland-based creatine in a pH-buffered controlled-release capsule that's designed to open up and absorb in the small intestines. This allows you to take a much lower dosage of creatine to get a much higher result and have virtually no side effects and have creatinine levels raised whatsoever in the kidney values. I, again, have tried this, megadosed it, and tested blood work on it on myself to see what it would do. So you can look at this now. This is just the basis of it on why it's so important to take it this way and not be taking heaping scoops of creatine in your shakes or in water like I used to do all the time.
Well, and here's what it says. Animal studies show that creatine protects brain cells from damage and improves overall cognitive function through the research on this is limited, it says. He said it's phenomenal for women when they take it because it helps every energy metabolism in the body and makes your brain have more energy. Now, also, what it also does, it helps to hydrate the brain.
Exactly what it
does.
This
is what they don't talk about.
Creatine increases water retention, which is
exactly
good
right.
In some cases. You need water retention.
It says it's also neuroprotective, and it's going to fight against inflammation. Women have lower levels of creatine in their bodies than men do, which can make them more responsive to creatine. How about
that?
And then it goes into detail about where you can get it and pick it up and all the other stuff. So the two big things they're telling you to do as far as reducing the risks of Alzheimer's, senile dementia, and memory loss is omega-3 fat and creatine.
That's wild.
We have covered both of those on this show in depth for the very same reason. And we've been doing it for years. They just came out with this research now. So you guys are going to find out, as always, and I know this is by the grace of God and God alone, that in many cases we're way ahead of the curve on releasing this information.
We really are. I don't want to brag, but a lot of stuff we come out with, and this is like the formula I told you guys last week on here with the memory support. This is one of the best, very simplistic, but very effective formulas that will really help out with cognitive performance and long-term brain health without having any side effects, not making you jittery. There's some formulas out there that I've seen that are brain support, and they got a bunch of caffeine. And the problem with this is when you put a massive amount of stimulus with a brain support, you don't really know what you're getting because all you're doing is getting this basically this like, you know, this tweaker formula. Really what it is. I've seen a lot of them. There's these like nootropic formulas. Some of them are good. Some of them are crap. But a lot of them have a bunch of stimulants in them. So you get that hype focus from caffeine. But in reality, you're not getting a lot of the actual true brain fuels to feed your brain. And that's what we do with the memory support. If you really want a nootropic, try the L-theacrine, which is the attention factor formula.
Oh, well,
that's a great light you up.
Oh, by the way, it says also with creatine, it says participants also saw improvements in their working memory, dubbed the brain's scratch pad, for holding on to information for immediate use, such as understanding a sentence or doing mental math. Okay.
Yeah.
Exercising function, which includes planning, organization, and self-control. So they're really, 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 really promoting creatine and omega-3 fats in this article from Daily Mail. I'm going to go ahead and post it and let you guys read through it. But that's why I take those two products every single day, Austin.
Well, and the thing about the creatine, the cool part about this formula is because it's pH buffered, controlled release, and it's such a high quality out of Switzerland, you don't have to take 5, 10, 15, 20 grams of water retention. I've had so many people that use creatine, they come back to me later on, they're like, gosh, I'm bloated, my blood pressure is high. You start getting that real, like, that swollen look all the time, where you're not, it's not like you're not in good shape, but you're just holding like extra 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds of water all the time. That's what creatine will do in high doses, and it's not from creatine. It's from the creatinine conversion as a byproduct. That's what causes the water retention. You can take a gram to a gram and a half of this, which I think each capsule is 500 milligrams. It is 500 milligrams a capsule. You can take 2 to 3 of those a day, which is like 1,500 milligrams, a very low dosage. You will get enormous effects from it, about the same rate of taking 5 to 10 as far as from a performance standpoint of straight creatine monohydrate and powder without having any of the water retention scenarios. Because remember, you start adding on 5, 10, 12 pounds of water, you get stronger in the gym, but you are going to elevate your blood pressure. You need to be careful of that because it strains the kidneys.
You know what I've started doing in the gym now? Because my blood pressure is great, okay? But I decided to increase my cardio. The other day, I went over to Bock Tower, which I don't promote because it's one of those big Masonic Lodge things, right? But it's a beautiful facility over here in Central Florida, and it's a giant tower, like 300 feet tall. And what's interesting about it is it's up on a hill called Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
So the other day I was up there, I was with a on a date, and I was walking up the hill, and I don't know how to say it. I mean, what am I saying? I'm all by myself over there in Bock Tower.
I was with a friend.
With a friend. I mean, like, yeah. And so I'm walking up the hill, and I felt myself going up the hill pretty steep, and I thought, huh, I'm a little short breath.
Yeah.
I said, nah, this dog don't hunt with Ted Brower. Excuse my vernacular, my unbelievably horrible grammar.
That's some Arbordale language right there.
I thought, no, I'm not doing this. So what we did, and we started, Ben and I started back in, I've got a treadmill here at the house, and we've also got a round trampoline.
Trampoline's great.
So what we do now is we go into the gym and we do 5 minutes worth of treadmill. Remember, to obtain a cardiovascular training effect for the cardiovascular system, you need 7 minutes of basically cardio about 3 times a week. That's all you need. You don't need to be sitting on a treadmill for 2 hours.
No, you really don't.
You really don't. And so so we start off with cardio. We start off with 5 minutes of treadmill. We run up to about 4.5 miles per hour, which is cooking.
Yep.
But we keep it flat because it's easier on the knees instead of making it real steep. And then what we do is then we have to do 5 minutes of treadmill. We then do 5 minutes of trampoline. And since I only have one of each of those machines, what we do is we rotate. Okay, he'll do on treadmill. I'll be on trampoline. We go back and forth. And it works great. And it adds a lousy 10 minutes to the workout.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
The thing about it is because you gotta really hit about, like I said, about 7 minutes minimum is cardio.
Well, but Vince, here's why I don't do seven. No, here's why I don't do seven.
Well, you can do 10. I mean, it's not, set up 7 is not the magic. You have to do it. It's the minimum, in my opinion.
Well, no, I do 5.
Yeah.
And here's why I only do 5.
Yeah, but you do 10 total.
Yeah, 10 total.
Right.
But here's why I only, here's why I do that. I do it 6 days a week.
Right.
In other words, I'm working legs 6 days a week. And that trampoline helps to really help strengthen the venous return because there's one-way valves in the veins. And what ends up happening is if you don't work the valves that go open and close when you walk, then you start having swelling in your extremities, especially your ankles. And I don't have any of that, but I want to make sure I don't ever have any of that. And it also really helps to maintain healthy blood pressure with the trampoline. And then I rotate it with the cardio because what I want to do, there's a real pretty trail up in North Carolina going up to Mount LeConte.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I'd like to do that again. I haven't done it in a few years. And I know it's a 4-hour hike. And it's pretty arduous. You know it is.
Oh, it is. We've done it many times.
And I've done it many times, but I know that if my cardiovascular system's in peak condition, I can easily do that. Yeah. Now, this time of the year, it's getting kind of cold to be doing that up there anyhow.
You're like stuck at the top.
God, you know, let me tell you a story. I remember these stories. My brain, creatine, right? Too much omega-3.
It was September 29th on a cold Wednesday evening.
I was with a date, okay, and I'm in college.
Now, I was about to say, you're in your 20s in this story.
I'm my 20s, yeah. This is a long time ago. And we're going up the top of the Mount LeConte, and we get up there, and all of a sudden, A front comes in. Now, luckily, I had two goose down mummy sleeping bags from the military that were rated 20 below zero. And we get up to the top, and we're supposed to spend the night in the doggone shelter up there. Well, the shelter has no walls. It's just basically chain link fence. And it got down to 20 below zero with a chill factor. It was ridiculous. And luckily, there are some cottages up there, little basically that you rent out, but they were closed for the winter that you could go into and get out of the wind, and it had an actual mattress in there to insulate you. And we were able to use one of those because we had permission to do it. And then we came back down the next day, and we had ice crampons, and the trails were fun. The trails were covered with ice.
Well, the thing is, on this trail, to clarify too, there's a lot of parts that are all rock.
Well, and some of them have like a thousand
cables you got to hold onto and everything.
Yeah. And so we had ropes and crampons, and I remember we had to actually help the people up there who didn't have crampons or ropes, so they would slide off the side of the mountain.
You will slide off.
Yeah, but that was interesting. I'll never forget. This is before they started killing all the trees with fluoride, not with fluoride, with the aluminum and barium. And with all these chemtrails up there, and because now all the Christmas trees are all dead. But I remember we got up and we woke up in the side of, and there were these Christmas trees, and they were completely covered in fresh snow, and with crystal blue sky. I mean, no chemtrails. It was great. And I remember my camera. It was so cold. My camera, the lens froze shut, Austin. Gosh. And I couldn't take any pictures, but I burned it indelibly into my synaptic function, so I'd never forget it. But the reality is that you don't go up and hike in those mountains in the cold part of the winter. And this is the springtime, by the way, and that front had come through. And I have no idea why I just went to that level of...
Yeah, again, one of your random stories.
I know, but okay. Now, here's why you don't want to use bad toothpaste. You guys are always asking me, why in the world do you push toothpaste so hard on the show?
Yeah.
And why do you push your mouthwash, which we have the best mouthwash ever, by the way.
It's really clean.
And I might, here's the response to me. If you don't do anything that we tell you to do from a health standpoint, let me say it a different way for some of you that are going to get offended. If you don't do anything that we suggest that you do with great care about you, let me say it that way, at least stop using the stupid toothpaste that has fluoride in it.
Yeah.
You think, really? It's just fluoride. It won't hurt. The FDA is now warning dentists and parents not to give fluoride to children.
Whoa.
Are you listening
to me?
That's
big.
I've been talking about this for over 30 years. And, oh, God, I got into arguments with dentists about that.
Oh, yeah, I know you have.
And, I mean, it's crazy. It says the FDA is saying that parents and doctors should not give any ingestible fluoride to children under the age of 3 years of age. Doctors may prescribe the tablets to children for fluoride, but they should not be doing so. It says the tablets have never been approved by the FDA,
No. Period.
And it says they're different than they are toothpaste and mouthwash. They're actually giving you poison tablets is what it is.
I didn't even realize they prescribed that.
Unbelievable.
Fluoride tablets.
Well, you know why they do it? Because the parents are giving these kids all this sugar and soda when they're 1 year, 2 years old, and they start giving them these fluoride tablets trying to strengthen the enamel, which doesn't even work anyhow. Here's the problem with all that. It's a neurotoxin.
That's exactly what it is.
It says in the announcement Friday, the agency said it had sent notices to four unnamed companies that make tablets outlining the intention to take. It also warned their products should carry warning labels. Look at your doggone toothpaste if you've got fluoride in it. It says, if ingested, contact the poison control center immediately. Okay, here, I know you probably never read it. I got that, all right? So if you've never read that, I can't say you've got an excuse, but you're probably thinking, well, I never thought it'd be poison in the toothpaste. What am I doing here? Well, now you know. It says that. Look at it. And that's what, and the reason they tell you that is because it's so toxic, they have to put a disclaimer on it. Now, think about that for a second. There's a really good book by Yami Yadis that was written back in the 80s. It's called Fluoride, the Aging Factor. Yeah, here I am going with memories.
Here we go again.
Yeah. And I won't go into detail in the book. I could go into detail in the book because I read it several times. And it says, in a scientific evaluation published by the FDA, they concluded that ingestible fluoride tablets should not be used by children. They actually came after a review of scientific evidence. I mean, this is unreal that people actually give this to children. It says, in the latest move by the administration to tackle the use of fluoride in the U.S., which has become a mainstream in drinking water. Now, Florida's taking it out, by the way, and after the substance was shown to strengthen teeth, which it does not. It's all lies again. Many of the U.S. states have been adding fluoride to the drinking water since the 1950s. No, it's since the 1940s. And you know when they started doing it? I'm going to get on a tear for a second. And this one really frosts me a little bit because this is the research that I've done on it. They use fluoride in Dachau. Whoa, Ted went there again. Yeah, that's the concentration camp they had in Germany. It was basically
dust off the Nazis again.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna get Goebbels up here in a minute, dust him off.
Yeah,
put him up here. But what happened is they found that fluoride makes you servile and infertile. Oh yeah, how about that?
You dumb down.
It dumbs you down. Makes you kind of like a servant. It makes you kind of just shut up and do what you're told. Well, the problem was these pesky prisoners in these prisoners of a war camp didn't want to be there. And they were primarily being used to build armaments and guns and weapons and munitions. Well, you don't want them, you know, intentionally sabotaging stuff when they're building weapons for the Third Reich.
No, you don't. Yeah.
What's that song? Was it? Is it Deutschland, Deutschland, oh, yeah. Über alles, right? Remember? And it, what was funny is the United States went into Dachau after World War II. And they started looking at all the research that was done that was left by the Nazis as far as servile and infertile. They saw they were using fluorides. They wouldn't give them pills because they wouldn't swallow the pills. They said, I'm going to spit it out. Yeah, you put it in the water. Put fluoride in the water supply, all of a sudden you become servile and infertile in high concentrations, and your teeth start to rot out by formaldehyde, by the way. I just thought I'd mention that. And all of a sudden, guess what? By 1946, 47, we started putting it in the water supply in Florida, in the United States.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? I guess more Nazi research. And the thing that makes me angry about this is they knew what they were doing, and they knew how toxic it was. It's a neurotoxin. Oh, my gosh. And it says, you know, and they're lying about how much the water. Now they're pushing fluoride in the water supply, which I am not going to do. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, it says that 30% of Americans basically are no longer using your fluoride, and basically and they don't brush their teeth properly. It can increase the risks of cavities. Let me say something. You want to massively increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease? You start using fluoride. This stuff is that poisonous. It's rat poison, for heaven's sakes. And they used to use it for rat poison, and yet people will sit here and put it in their toothpaste and not think about it. Because you're thinking, if it wasn't safe, the government wouldn't let me use it. No,
that's a big flip.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we just jump on statin drugs after that? We'll
jump on 50 other things.
Well, how about let's jump on Tylenol, which you and I disagree on, by the way, and that was a very real discussion the other day. I think it should be banned and completely pulled off the market.
I think it should be scheduled.
I think it's so toxic that it shouldn't be used at all. Look at that young girl the other day who committed suicide at 12. And so many people use those types of drugs like Tylenol to commit suicide.
I'm not discounting the fact. It is a rough product, but it's a very effective painkiller if it's controlled in a hospital if somebody doesn't want to use opiates. The problem is it should never be over the counter. It should never be over the counter at all, period, under any circumstances.
Unbelievable.
But what they've done now is they're using Tylenol, as toxic as it is, as the scapegoat for autism.
No.
That's what they're doing.
You did the study, and we showed it the other day. It's the doggone vaccines. Right. And the crazy part about it is with Tylenol, if you look at Tylenol and you start to see how toxic it is, you realize it's probably working as a painkiller because it's such a doggone, it kills so much of it. It's toxic. You know, and it's a bad product, and I'm not
numbs everything.
And I'm not just talking Tylenol. I'm talking about acetaminophen. Let's just use a generic name for it, because there are a lot of different manufacturers use it because of patents off of it. So it's a product that should never be used by anybody. Period. Look at this article. Look at this.
Well, that's the autism aspect. Mm-hmm. They're talking about wanting to go in now, and they're blaming everything on Tylenol instead of Fentanyl.
Well, they had to have a scapegoat.
But we're not talking about the Tylenol's been out a long time.
No,
it's acetaminophen. So now they're saying, oh, the reason why it's autism is exploding exponentially is because acetaminophen. When did it come out? In the 70s, didn't it? Yeah. The 60s, acetaminophen?
Yeah, and then but you look at the vaccine, compound neurotoxicity, neuroinflammation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fibril seizure. I've had so many
developmental regression.
So many people tell me, my child went into a seizure after they were injected. Their whole body spasms, they tighten up, they start screaming, their brain swells. After the stinking vaccines, but yet nobody will talk about the fibril seizures. And the thing that makes me so angry, I wrote a book on this over 20 years ago, Austin, and finally, after a quarter of a century, the world catches up.
Well, no, and this is why I'm going to read this again. I posted this. The reason why I pushed this article multiple times this week is because you've got to do your research. And the conclusion of this 300 different research studies, they said combination and early time vaccination emerges as a major driver of risk consistent across mechanisms, epidemiology, and clinical evidence. As autism prevalence continues to rise at an unprecedented rate, clarifying the full neurodevelopment impact of the modern vaccine schedule is no longer optional. It's a moral and scientific imperative. Put on camera 4. You read that for yourself in this full report here. This is why I brought this up, is because no longer can everybody just sit around and go, oh, it's been debunked. It's fake news. There is no tie with autism and vaccines. That is a complete lie if somebody says that. Now, there may be other factors. There may be other risk factors. You got Tylenol. You got other issues that baby may be exposed to in utero of the mom. There's all kinds of factors. However, sitting here saying that vaccines are 100% safe and that there's no side effects, while the basically the Vaccine Compensation Injury Program Fund for the federal government that pays people that have been injured for vaccines has paid over $5 billion. And even at that, it's unbelievably hard to even get into that court to file, much less get money. They've paid out $5 billion. Shows you they are not inherently safe whatsoever. They're inherently dangerous. So be aware of that. Now, switching gears, I want to cover this because this is going to be big as it's starting to get cold out right now. A couple key factors. It's seven ways to supercharge your immune system. This is a good article here. It says seasons change generally because people start having issues with natural ability to heal and illnesses as cold weather. Garlic, which we have that garlic formula, is a natural antibiotic. We have a really, really high-dose garlic extract formula. Great compound as far as for basically immune system. Another one here is different types of fermented foods you can throw into your diet. That's another one. Sauerkraut says it's a good one. I know he always likes sauerkraut.
It's one of the healthy things for the gut you can eat.
It says right here, fermented foods.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And mustard is great, too, for you, by the way.
Probiotics. This is a big one I talk about all the time. In addition to adding probiotic-rich foods, consider probiotic supplements. Healthy intestinal tract is an important part of an optimal function immune system. This is key between the gut-brain interface as well on how the body actually works in it and of itself. The another one they have on this list is turmeric. Imagine that. Put on camera four. Turmeric is one of the foods with the highest antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. This is why we use so much turmeric extract and curcumin extract in the GHI cleanse. This is why this product works so good on top of multiple other things. The curcumin is an active ingredient in turmeric. It's antiviral, antifungal, and research has shown that it can help protect against cancer. Their words, not mine. Inflammation is a cause of many chronic diseases that cause health to deteriorate. So turmeric is your anti-inflammatory superhero. Great product. Another one on this
list. I love turmeric.
Vitamin D. I don't know how many times I got to talk about it. If you're not on a vitamin D supplement, either you're not listening to the show, you're just living under a big giant rock, Mount Lacan.
It does so much.
It's crucial. And that's why so many times, every time pretty much, when people start coming in or they talk to me or they ask me a question, just want my advice. They say, I'm getting blood work done. I said, make sure you get your D3 levels tested.
They don't do it most of the time.
It boggles my mind how many people say, hey, can you look at my blood work? Yeah, I'll glance over real quick. I'll look over it for you, check it out. Where's your D3 levels? Let it test for that. Out of everything they tested on here, they didn't check your D3.
They don't check cancer patients for D3.
No.
And it's one of the primary components of the immune system for the doggone macrophages to work.
I know. You need to have your levels between 50 and 70 ng per ml. That's the recommended for optimal levels of D3. Guidelines as far as taking it, make sure you take it with
K2. That's probably less than 5% of the population has that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When I got my blood work back the other day, I was 58. Yeah. Per range. This is where I like to be. 50, 60, 70, somewhere around there is perfect.
How much D3 do you take a day off?
I take one D3, 10,000 K2, usually twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week on the 10,000.
That's usually what I do on that. Yeah. Sometimes if I start getting sick, I'll take multiple D3 a day. But I don't do it long term on that. But I also, too, I try to get out and be active with the kids a lot and try to get some natural sun as much as I can. Go for a walk. Go for a jog if you want, or if you're easier on your knees, just go for a walk. Do stuff outside as best possible. Now, when it starts getting really cold, I know some up north winter folks, it's kind of difficult when it's like, 20 degrees out and snowing in a blizzard. Can't get out much. That's when you really got to make sure you're hammering the vitamin D.
Here's a crazy story. You remember how Miss Stevenson took me out in fourth grade and beat me?
Outside?
Yeah.
And it was sunny?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, fourth grade, I've been 8 years old. Yeah. A little 8-year-old running around. You got to beat him for a while. There's a 13-year-old now who's a Brazilian gangster in school.
Brazilian gangster?
At 13. Now, think about this. This is Daily Mail. It's a top story. Brazilian gangster 13 agrees to self-deport after being hurled in ICE custody. The little brat. But mom refused to go with him and pleaded for his release, is now refusing to go back to Brazil. So mom is bailing out on him. An alleged Brazilian gangster aged just 13 has agreed to self-deport from the United States, but the mother and father refusing to return with him. And this guy's name, but I won't mention it. Announced he's returning to his native country after he was arrested in a school in Massachusetts earlier this month after he threatened to kill and shoot a classmate.
13.
Oh, yeah, he's already been indoctrinated. And they said he had a 5-inch Milwaukee knife on him, which The 13, you make it
5-inch blade will open you up, boy.
Yeah. Department of Homeland Security officials claim that the teen is a member of Brazil's feared 33 gang, whatever the heck that means. He has 11 previous interactions with police at 11, including breaking and entering and vandalism and theft fighting 13. And flash mob shoplifting, according to DHS. Mr. Stevens should have taken him out back and beat the crap out of this kid.
5-inch blade at 13, man. That's enough to hit the kidneys and the liver, man.
He said, arrest by Immigration and Customs Enforcement sparked howls of liberal outrage despite his lengthy criminal record. In other words, leave him be. We want him in the schools until he kills your child. Then you're going to think it's different, aren't you? If you're a liberal. Unbelievable. So stupid. The kid needs to be kicked out of here. His mother's now saying, and her husband's saying, they don't want to leave the United States, and we don't want to do it. We're going for asylum. She goes, I'm going to portray my son as just a child. And it's not explained while she's now considering to ship him alone back to Brazil. And then you think about the fact that they just found 300 dead piles of human remains in the Las Vegas desert.
Whoa, I missed that story.
Yeah, more than 300 piles of cremated human remains have been found scattered across the Nevada desert. Apparently they burned them. The man discovered them in a remote town about an hour and a half outside of Las Vegas. The team from the mortuary cemeteries arrived at the scene on Wednesday to remove the piles. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, could this be people that were basically being killed by the mob in Vegas? That's a lot of people to kill.
Well, and it's a lot of people to run through an incinerator, too.
Well, I don't know whether they incinerated or what they did, but the thing about it is that you think about it for a second. You know, the mob doesn't make those kind of mistakes. They don't leave them in a pile.
They generally are not. They're not going to go just incinerate something and throw them in the same pile.
And I'm going to go pretty dark right now, and it's really there's a night circle satanic ring. I don't talk about them very much because they're pretty messed up. And they hunt children and hunt people for sport.
It's Friday, bro.
It's Friday. I'm being honest with you now. And some people think that New Mexico ranch was one of those places that they, you know, that Epstein was involved in. I'm just telling you what I've read. I'm not making any claims about this, nor am I speculating that these people may be involved with all this. What I'm saying is that there's some real sick people out there that are involved in all kinds of weird stuff. And what are they going to do with the corpses of the people they shoot? I'm not saying this is what happened, but there's 300 piles of bones and dead bodies and burnt bodies out there in the middle of the desert. Somebody's doing something to somebody. We would have all these human remains out there.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, if you ever have anybody cremated, it's not a whole lot of ash. Mm-hmm. So if you have giant piles of it, that's a lot
of people. And so you got to ask yourself a question: what in the world are they doing out there in the desert?
Well, switch.
Are these the guys they were counting cards in the Vegas hotel?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's they change stuff up a lot. This is wild here. This is an article that just came out. And be aware of this from a security standpoint. And a lot of what's happening now, I told you guys this, Amazon Ring doorbells, which they're all convenient. Yeah, they have cameras. They're connected to the Internet of Things. Amazon Ring now is formally adding facial recognition to their Ring doorbells.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but the problem with it is the privacy concerns about collecting data. These things, it's going to be a two-sided factor. One side, it's really good for security.
It is.
You have someone show up at your house, Ring collects their facial recognition. It can identify them, law enforcement, before they break in your house, something like that. Got it. Understand from a security standpoint. Second problem with this now, this means that every single Amazon Ring doorbell across the entire country that's tied into the internet, that is tied into AI, that is going to be tied into Palantir with facial recognition, will now be able to track and use every house as a spy surveillance system across the entire country now. Those cameras pick up all the way out to the sidewalk of most average houses. I mean, you've seen the Ring cameras before. There are people out in the middle of the street doing something, and the Ring camera picks up. Shoot, there's been photos and videos I've watched of Ring camera doorbells picking up people across the street at other houses. So now you're going to have this giant spy grid across the entire country with Amazon Ring. Remember, Amazon's not your friend. And that's a really hard topic for some of you to grasp, to get everything from Amazon, which I'm diametrically opposed to. Amazon is a global retail monopoly. It's directly tied in with the military industrial complex.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
They house the CIA servers. Amazon does. They got a contract for them back in 2012 for $650 million to house CIA servers. I don't know, you guys, I've never talked to any tech firm that's got the option to house CIA servers. Amazon's been it that's ever gone public. So now you're going to have Amazon collecting facial recognition on tens of millions of Ring cameras as surveillance systems across all these houses across the entire country that tie in with AI, that tie in with a data center that goes to it, that ties in with Palantir, that now every single local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, government entity can now tie this in.
Boy, that's a dark underbelly of that, isn't it, boy? I mean, it's not a bad thing if you're protecting yourself, but what
that's
the heck?
That's where it goes
into. But if it goes into the Internet of Things like
it
this.
It does go to the Internet of Things. It's wireless, bud. It's wireless Internet, and it ties into the Amazon AI platform.
Well, let's change the Okay, let's change this. Let's go ahead and have a camera put in front of your house. You know, it's, that basically records on a DVR, and it's basically motion activated.
There you go.
So you'll know who everybody is, and if you have to, you can take it to law enforcement. But this is crazy.
Yeah, like I said, so there's two sides of it. Yeah, I mean, because I have a full camera system that's completely internal. It's completely internal. Nobody can access it from the outside. Having facial recognition would be pretty cool on that. If there's a problem with somebody breaching the property, you can pick up on it, but it's internal. The problem is facial recognition can't operate without AI. It's got to have AI because it has to go in the Internet of Things. It's got to do a full data recall.
Yeah, there's a theme park here in Central Florida that I try not to go to.
No, don't even get me started.
And every time I go there now, because of an incident that occurred there about 15 years ago, they decide they're going to go ahead and wand me down. Now, I don't go to the park. I don't do that. Just one of their local little facilities around.
I'm pretty much banned from Disney.
I didn't say Disney. Why are you saying Disney?
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Well, we'll pretend like we don't. By the way, doctors reveal the ultimate drug-free menopausal treatment to relieve debilitating symptoms.
Interesting.
Yeah. They say weight training is the answer.
Yeah.
It says it does so much as far as helping to maintain the body's regulatory system that it also decreases muscle loss.
Yeah.
And it also decreases the hot flashes, and it also decreases bone loss. And they're saying that weight training is that important. You know, your mom went through menopause. At that time, she hit me, remember?
It was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny. I told you that story. She got mad about something.
She probably deserved it.
I probably did. And she split my face open. I got blood dripping everywhere. She's holding a glass in her hand like a Yeti. And I remember she hit me, and she's all mad about something. And I said to her, I said, "You hit like a sissy." And that got her really mad because she's black belt. And she didn't even move me because I weigh 80 pounds. And what was funny about it was is
still
that
opened your butt up.
She opened me up. She and then I had to do a TV show the next week.
Oh, God.
But it was a national show, too. And in fact, it was with Paula White. I just heard my drop.
Yeah, I heard a pin drop on that one.
I did. I heard you guys just went, "Paula White, you mean the one that works with Donald Trump in the White House now?" Yeah, that Paula White. And I remember I got there, and they were getting me ready for the show. And this is a long time ago. And I remember they said, "What happened to you?" I said, "Let's just say I ran into something." Yeah, it would be Sharon's.
Doorknob got you.
Sharon's fist. But she got so messed up from the menopause that I finally said, "Okay, we got to fix this." And so she was already doing the weight training. And I remember we went in. And she did open me up, though, Austin. You're funny
she
when you said that.
Open she did open me up.
and what was funny is we got her on a supplement stack that hopefully we transfer from the old website. It is a menopausal support program,
yep.
And it really, really worked. And it was just a few weeks after she started that, she started doing really well again, and she got, you know, she started feeling good again, and she didn't have these mood swings anymore. But now they're saying that if you work out with the weights really hard when you're going through menopause, you massively decrease the symptoms associated with it, including the hot flash and the mood swings, the bone loss and the muscle loss, which again says cardiovascular training is important.
Yep.
But nothing takes place of intense weight training.
Nope.
Nothing.
Well, and what it also does, too, is you got to remember, that's all the actual physical effect on the body, but also you have the aspect of increasing serotonin production.
That's right.
You have better mood. You have enhanced memory.
Oh, well, let me say one thing.
Better blood flow.
I got to say one thing, just so we can qualify this. Ladies, this is not giving you permission to hit your husband. I got to say that. And number two, she only did that one time in a 38-year marriage. And I, like you said, I probably deserved it. But I didn't deserve it. She was really moody that day.
Yeah. You probably deserve it.
I didn't deserve getting hit. This is it right here. This is it. Yeah.
Now, this is a very simplistic stack we put together. This from years ago. So you got the Awesome Mag, which is the calcium formula for the bones. It's not calcium carbonate. This is MCHC calcium with magnesium. It has the DIM, which helps with estrogen. Ultimate Multiple, which is Ultimate Multiple. 5-HTP helps out with mood. Menopause Support, that one's self-explanatory. And D3-10,000-K2, really good for me. Now, if you want, you can also throw in the omega-3 fats, secondary products, a few other things. But this is a base that we put together years ago on it. And then worst-case scenario, or not worst-case scenario, but if you want to start going even further with it, there's other ones like Total Rest that you can do with GABA. Really helps out with mood. So just want to go on that topic. Now, this is an interesting story here. I you know, sometimes I don't like being right.
Oh, you always like being right. Come on.
There's certain things I don't like being right about.
Well, now that may be true.
U.S. is getting ready to strike military targets in Venezuela now.
Here we go.
Just came out 3 hours ago. Just started doing military strikes. No longer, no CIA on the ground. No, we're doing full military strikes now. Trump administration.
I hope this is wrong.
Says Trump administration has made the decision to attack military installations inside Venezuela and could strike at any moment. Miami Herald. U.S. is preparing to initiate its next stage of campaign against the drug cartel. They're going to seek to destroy military installations used by drug trafficking organizations in the U.S. Now, here's the issue I have with this entire statement, okay? We know the Mexican drug cartel is probably one of the most prevalent drug cartels in the entire world. But now, suddenly, everything's Venezuela. Venezuela this, Venezuela that. We know Venezuela has no fentanyl factories now. They've now confirmed that. So now, listen to what they said now. Well, the strike is going to decapitate the cartel's hierarchy because the cartel's exporting cocaine now into the United States.
Whoa.
We were just told for the last 4 weeks that all these boats that were getting blown up were because they were transporting fentanyl to the United States for all these airstrikes on these boats. It's fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. Well, then Rand Paul comes out and says there is no fentanyl in Venezuela. Venezuela has no fentanyl factories at all. Oh, well, they're making coke in Venezuela now. So now we got to take over Venezuela. What about Colombia? What about Mexico? What about China and their massive fentanyl factories? China's the number one manufacturer of fentanyl in the entire world.
And Trump is opening it up for more fentanyl coming
exactly
from China.
Exactly right. And now suddenly now we're doing military strikes in Venezuela because they're transporting cocaine. Okay, I thought this was about fentanyl at first. Now it's about coke. Now it's about Venezuela being taken over. Now it's about military strikes on Venezuela because of drug cartels.
Oh, here's something I'm not supposed to say. This is dangerous. I'm going to say it anyhow. Yeah. Operation Condor.
There you go. Read that one up.
Why don't you look at Operation Gladio first and get a good choke on that one, and then get a look at Operation Condor, in which we went in with the CIA and overthrew multiple countries in South America.
Yeah. Running dope to the United States and guns to the cartel. Did that with Barry Seal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you guys this 2 months ago, with the Expeditionary Reconnaissance Marine Corps and the 4,500 troops with maritime patrols, P-8 reconnaissance aircraft, 10 F-35s.
That's a lot of money putting down.
Armed MQ-9 Reaper drones. First off, when you start moving this type of equipment offshore, it costs a lot of money, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of ops. You don't have 4,500 Marines stationed off the coast of a country because they're sitting there.
You know how much they eat every day?
You know how much they train every day?
How much munitions they go through
Marines
every day?
Marines shoot every day. They train every day while they're out offshore.
When you bang that, it makes my ears ring.
You don't bring the gator back?
No, don't. Please don't bring the gator back.
I'm bringing the gator back. I'm putting purple stick in his mouth. But unfortunately, you know, I didn't want to see this happen. We don't need to be drugged into another conflict again. Right now, the United States is on a pivotal point of collapse from a financial standpoint. We don't need to be going into airstrike in Venezuela.
Let me back that out. Again, we're not at a pivotal point of collapse as far as what we're doing, as long as we remain the reserve currency of the world. Because that gives us the ability, because almost everything's traded in dollars. We just keep printing and printing and printing.
Gold's doubled in 1 year, bro.
I know it has. I'm not saying that gold's not a great value. Yeah. What I'm saying is that the world still uses the dollar. And everybody comes in and the dollars are dying. It's going to be dead in a week. It's a lie.
Well, it is dying. But it's probably they're going to extract every ounce.
What they're going to do, what these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan lackeys are going to do, is they're going to go to a digital currency, and that way they won't be held accountable anymore for the M1 increase.
CBDC. We
exactly
do know that. That's why the Federal Reserve are talking about.
And they're going to use something similar, if not the U.S. dollar, for the world reserve currency for all currencies to be used in that particular denomination in order to maintain stability in their one world government under Lucifer.
Well,
that's what they want to do.
They're probably going to try to back it with Bitcoin. Or
some type of digital currency.
But you got to remember, the evil one has already been here once. He already did this in Genesis 6. We talk about this in Angel Wars. That's what we mentioned it almost every day. And in Angel Wars, we talk about what happened during the, you know, after Adam and Eve, and how God was, they were trying to force God to create a plan of salvation for the fallen ones, because the hybrid world had become a hybrid world that was no longer in God's image, because they had no plan of salvation through Christ. And so they tried to force it, and God just said, I don't think I'm going to do this, you know, sit back, I'll have a watch this, and guess what happens next? I'm flooding the planet. And they destroyed it. But before they flooded the planet, they were using pyramids. That's why there's literally thousands of them in underwater systems and around the world. They were used to create an energy field around the planet to allow Lucifer to have the image of being omnipresent with a hive mind, in which he could control the thoughts and the minds. It says every thought of every man was evil all of the time. That's what it says. Now, Noah was different because he wasn't part of that hive mind. And so, remember, it had never rained in the world. You know, Noah starts building a boat, a ship. You know, it took him 100 years. Everybody must have thought he was Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of money he was spending on this. And he built the ark. And basically, and then he survived the flooding of the planet. And then they started over him with his genome. But the same entities that were here before, they were here after the flood. You say, well, this sounds like ancient alien astronauts. And yeah, how about that? It does kind of sound like that. But we could call them whatever we want to call them. But they were basically fallen angels. We had a huge fight about it. Let's get
untold story. Cuba's ancient underwater structures. We talked about that
pyramids.
Before.
I know everything.
There was all kinds of stuff with sonar, way deep over there.
Well, that's because the Earth was split apart during the Noah times, and that's why the continents actually came apart. The United States was attached to Europe, and it pulled apart. In South America, you know, and Australia were connected together. All of this stuff was connected. Yeah. On a giant landmass, and it was all pulled apart, which destroyed the magnetic ley lines that were there.
Oh, completely. Well,
remember, when you move water at 200 meters per second, it changes its physical structure, and it starts putting out a blue glow, and it turns into an electromagnetic field. And when they had these pyramids built on top of these ley lines and on top of these water fissures, they were able to create tremendous amounts of power, which was turned off by God. That's why I always tell you, we're not going to blow up the planet by Lucifer's group. He's not going to do that, because God had to be the one that came in and destroyed the planet and destroy the ley lines and pull the continents apart to destroy Lucifer's thing. Lucifer spent thousands of years putting it together like that after the garden. There's no way. That's why when you hear this, we're going to have nuclear war, it's a complete and total lie. It's not going to happen. They may have a false flag nuke supposedly go off and do the wag your dog thing in the media.
Another 9/11.
And pretend like it's something that happened, but they're not going to destroy the planet. They would have spent trillions of dollars putting up 5G, 6G systems.
That's a fact.
This is the new pyramid they're putting in. To create a hive mind, to control everybody. Why do you think they injected so many people with so much nanotechnology during COVID? It was all part of the plan. Remember, these entities have been around for a long time. They always do the same thing over and over and over again. It's like they'd learn from something sooner or later, but apparently they don't. So it's interesting. But I got to stop this. I got to get off that topic, or I'll do a whole show on Angel Wars right now. We're almost out of time. 38-second test to determine your lifespan and how healthy you age. And it's talking about the manual dexterity is one of the key factors that will tell you how long you're going to live. In other words, if you can still pick up things and do things with your hands and work. And another thing is this. Don't try this unless you're in pretty good shape. Can you get up off your back, on the ground?
Off your ground.
Off the carpet.
No,
without using your hands. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do it, but boy, I tell you what, it takes a second to try to figure out how to do it without pushing yourself up. But that's one of the key factors in determining how long you're going to live. And so it's interesting when you watch this stuff as far as the aging and what they try to do and how they try to make it so complicated. The key is take your supplements.
Yep.
Do your cardio. Do your weight training. Eat clean. And you're going to live as long as you're going to live.
Yeah.
Don't get into a knot about it.
When I read the other day, it says another study came out, and they were saying that stress is also a huge factor.
Cortisol. But cortisol decreases the production of hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
So you don't digest your food or absorb nutrients properly.
Put you into a flight syndrome. So that's why you need to be taking the cortisol buster, mushroom complex, B-complex, and all the rest.
Make sure you guys check this out. We got a lot. The immune function, cognitive clarity, oxidative stress, energy and vitality. I'm really stoked to get this product back in. You can go into detail here and read all about it on the website. Remember, this is a pre-sale. So please, if you order it, understand this is going to be probably about 2-week delivery time. From when you're ordering it to when you're going to get it. So just be patient with me on this. But I want to give everybody the opportunity to grab it in advance, because I don't know how big of a batch is going to last, how long it's going to last on here. So be sure to check that out. And the GHI Cleanse, well, that's the creatine. The GHI Cleanse is on sale as well for product of the week. Be sure to check that out, because that's a very popular product. We have a vanilla and chocolate.
I love that product. Oh, by the way, thank you for kind of putting up with our annex on the air. A lot of you guys really, well, you put, now we have a gator head on the show. But a lot of you like the show in a different format like we are now, in which we're more relaxed and talking about stuff. Because, you know, a little laughter makes, it's pretty good medicine. This is what the Bible says.
A little
says.
Bit of monk fruit makes the medicine go down.
Yeah, that's right. And so we got to realize that if we need to try to bring honor and glory to God in all that we do think and say. And we need to realize that, you know, don't get all caught up in a knot about what's going on in world news.
That's
because
true.
Quite frankly, there's no such thing as death. We don't die. Always remember that. We just move on. We have to get to go to heaven or have to go somewhere else. And if you go somewhere else, you better invest in asbestos underwear because it's going to be bad. But to remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, because He is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. And through Him, we can do all things. I love you guys. Have a great, great weekend. I will see you in church, hopefully. I'll be watching up in the, I'll be up in the balcony looking for you.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
And stay safe, my friends.
Thank you for your support again.
You guys need anything? Healthmasters.com. Call us. 1-800-726-1834. Have a good, safe weekend. We'll talk to you on the show Monday, as always.